What is your preference in terms of the different approaches mentioned in the podcast?
Given the choice, I think I would definitely go for the option of being fully immersed in the language, that's to say, being in a country where the language is spoken by everyone else. That's an experience I've had twice in my life already. When I first came to live in Spain, I had no Spanish at all, and back then very few people spoke much English, so I really had to learn some Spanish to get by, and that was very motivating. And I had a similar experience when I went to live in Germany for a while. But of course, these days, you could very easily supplement that immersive experience by using some online resources and apps, and that's probably what I would do.
What kind of language learner are you?
Yeah, I'm not a particularly methodical or organized learner. I just prefer to pick up the language as I go along, especially by learning vocabulary items or phrases or chunks, as they're sometimes called, and learning how to use them correctly. I understand that it's also important to learn the grammar of a language if you want to speak it correctly, but it's not something that I do very enthusiastically, to tell you the truth. I find it all a little bit dull. But of course, it's important.
Have you ever studied a language online or used a learning app? If so, how was it?
No, I've never studied a language myself using an online tool or a learning app. But I'm sure if I was going to start to learn a new language, then that's something I would definitely look at. I'm aware of the fact that online tools and apps offer all sorts of interesting learning facilities these days. And if you can't be in the country where the language is spoken, or even if you can, then certainly using one of the modern online tools or apps would be a sensible thing to do.